this is Dr. Mary Young. Welcome to the audio version of my blog. Today's post is called Operating Instructions. Recently, it seems like I've been asked frequently of how I come up with blog topics. There are a couple of ways, actually. First, there are a lot of ideas that have circulated in my brain for a long time, and I've never written them in a formal way before. Many of them are the stories that I've used repetitiously in my career over the years and found them helpful. So sharing those is easy. I have an ongoing list that I draw upon from time to time. The second way is when I feel a reaction to something going on, or current events, or something that's happening in my own life. My goal when I provide these is to offer another way of looking at something that might be happening with the hopes that it can be applicable to your life as well. The third source is perhaps the most quirky. Sometimes I think I have a rather peculiar brain, but over the years I've learned to run with it rather than fight it. Mostly what I mean by this is that when an idea hits me, I try to capture it as best as I can. Often this is when I'm in the shower or driving or immediately upon waking up in the morning. I find that when I fail to get it down quickly, it's usually pretty much gone forever, and I get a lot of ideas. I like to think of these ideas as whispers from the universe. They usually aren't hand-engraved announcements, but rather gentle nudges to make me aware of something or more curious about something. When it's the latter that occurs, I will often go and dig up a little more information to better understand a topic. What I find so interesting is that many times it's a topic that I think I previously had no interest in. My reason for sharing this with you is to encourage you not to ignore whispers. Perhaps you too have a peculiar brain that you haven't been listening to. One very common place that people experience this is when they're dreaming. Often they will tell me that they don't remember their dreams when they wake. I found that it's a cultivated practice to be able to do so. You might consider keeping a notepad beside your bed and jotting something down, even if you wake up in the middle of the night. Once your subconscious knows that you're taking notes, it's more likely to be a little bit more forthcoming, and often that information can be very helpful to you. As for daytime whispers, try not discounting the information that you take in and brushing it off. I'm not suggesting that you try to find the shape of Jesus in your nacho chips here. I am, however, suggesting that my own legitimization of events that many would chalk up to coincidence has proven to be very helpful to me over the years. Anne Lamott titled her best-selling book Operating Instructions after a phrase that her father often used. She reports that when he felt stuck, he would look to the sky and ask for his next set of operating instructions. The biggest resistance in this area for most of us is when we get a message that may be our operating instructions. We are not open to what may come, but rather are focused on what we want to hear. This often blunts us from hearing what has been offered. Another resistance is that we may not want to stop what we're doing and get quiet enough to take note. I am particularly resentful when my operating instructions come before my desired wake-up time. I've also had to pull off the road a time or two to take notes. Now I try and carry along a micro tape recorder and get down as much as I can even when I'm driving along. Just to be clear, I'm certainly not suggesting to anyone that I hear voices, at least not in the technical sense. But like many of my other posts, cultivating a posture of mindfulness is essential in being able to notice what happens within you. So I'm going to wrap up today with a quote that I love from children's author Shel Silverstein. It's called The Voice. There is a voice inside of you that whispers all day long. I feel this is right for me. I know that this is wrong. No teacher, preacher, parent, friend, or wise man can decide. What's right for you, just listen to the voice that speaks inside. Thanks, as always, for taking the time to listen. I always appreciate your comments as well. And if you found this helpful, I hope that you'll pass it on to someone else and suggest they subscribe. Until next time, take good care.